when we think about 4th of July and our own personal celebrations, they are often all about food, food and fireworks, I suppose. Not the case for all of our Sonoma County residents, though. On the live line with us this morning is Allison Goodwin from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Hi, Allison.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy 3rd of July to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, indeed. The Redwood Empire Food Bank, it's a year-round operation. There are no days off. Is that correct?
That is true. We are sort of in emergency mode every day.
And certainly in the summer, there is a different kind of focus for the food bank. And talk to us a little bit about your summer programs.
So, yeah, so when children are out of school during the summer months, it's been known that people talk about summer learning loss. And so the fact that kids are, you know, out of school and maybe perhaps on a little bit different schedule, another thing that they're missing out on are healthy meals. And so kids that would otherwise be participating in their school lunch program, so getting breakfast and or lunch through school, they often go hungry. And so we have what we call summer lunch, which is a program that offers free lunch for any child under the age of 18. They don't have to qualify or sign up or anything like that.
They can just makes show it
up.
Easy.
Yeah, they can show up at one of our 29 locations and get lunch.
Wow.
Monday through Friday.
29 locations. How do you staff something like that?
We actually rely on volunteers. So we do have staff here at the food bank that coordinate the program, but we do rely on site volunteers at each of those locations. So it's at libraries and community centers and parks and low-income apartment complexes. So we have lots of different partners of people that are helping every
that
day.
That is very inspiring. I mean, the amount, I know that you rely on volunteers all year round, but it's really inspiring to think of 29 separate locations being staffed by volunteers so kids can eat a healthy lunch during the summertime. And Allison, we know how much the Redwood Empire Food Bank did during the course of the fires and the aftermath of the fires in terms of making sure that Sonoma County residents were fed. I'm wondering, especially with this summer program in full swing, you know, is it tougher now to get enough volunteers for the food bank, and is it tougher to get enough supplies too?
We have been struggling the last few months with volunteers. So oftentimes we might see a summer slump anyway, just because those that might regularly come in that are retired, for example, have grandchildren out of school, or they themselves are going on vacation. So sometimes we see a little bit of a slump in volunteers this time of year anyway. But it's been rather dramatic between, you know, January to now. The last 6 months have been where we've just seen a lot less volunteers in and out of our doors, and we've actually had an increased need. So we started our Station 3990 distributions, which have continued as drive-through
yes.
food distributions. So we're constantly, we feel like we're constantly putting the call out for people. So there's no shortage of opportunities. People can sign up online, and we welcome, you know, any and all shapes and sizes of volunteers. We have lots of things to do around here.
Is there any particular training that volunteers have to go through, Allison?
No, when they get here, they get an orientation. So depending on the project of what they will be doing, they get just on-site training in that moment. So
right.
If they're helping
okay.
with the food distribution, they get taught what that's all about, or if they're helping build, you know, kits to go out to seniors, or, you know, gleaning through produce or bread, they get an on-site training in that moment.
And how many kids are taking advantage of this summer lunch program?
We have probably about, we'll probably serve about 40,000 lunches by the end of the summer.
Wow.
So because we're not tracking, you know, duplicated numbers, meaning
right.
It could be the same child coming several times, or it could be a lot more children coming just a handful of times. But so we don't track who they are, but we do know it'll be about 40,000 meals by the time we are done with our 9 weeks.
Wow, that is very, very striking. And I know it just must be an ongoing effort for you. I mean, the summer lunch program, I'm sure, rolls into the fall program, a fall program of some kind.
It does. So we offer what we call school pantry, and that is with specific partnerships at a dozen elementary schools and one middle school in Sonoma County. And so we try to pick up where we left off, and that is groceries. And so assuming that the children are being fed through their school lunch program, it's
yeah.
no longer providing lunch, but it's a weekly provision of, you know, staple food items for them to go home with, you know, and then be able to cook with their families.
Are there no school lunches anymore in some places?
I do believe most schools have that. That's just where we assume it's taken care of because it's just completely separate systematically.
Right.
The school lunch program is separate from food banks, but that doesn't mean that the family's being fed or that they have enough food for dinner and weekends and things like that. So we provide an extra provision of groceries that then they can go home and have, to make sure that their basic needs are being taken care of.
Yeah, very important beyond the lunch period for sure.
Right.
Who's donating the food at this stage of the game, Allison?
So we have, just in general or for summer lunch? So we basically partner with California Association of Food Banks is just statewide who supports all of us food banks because we're lucky to be in California. We have a bounty of produce, so we still spend about 15 cents a pound to acquire it. So even though it's donated, it actually costs us quite a bit of money,
right,
about $1 million a year to get it here.
Wow.
And then we have local relationships too. So local food donors, we're very fortunate in Sonoma County to partner with them and have regularly scheduled pickups of the food that they, cannot sell or just getting to the point of saying, wow, we have a bounty of this, Redwood Empire Food Bank, come pick it up.
There must be government grants. I mean, how else could you do everything that you do?
We do. We have a pretty eager development team that goes out and sources grants, about 30 a year. And that can be, anything from foundations to things that are offered through Feeding America, any opportunity that we can to bring back into the work that we do. So we're pretty eager in any way to get food and funds into the food bank.
And what would your most immediate needs be? If, Sonoma County is listening and we are pretty good at responding once we know exactly what we ought to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of time and money, so our most valuable, precious assets for all of us, essentially, is what we can benefit from. So we can always benefit from food. It's not that that we have that completely taken care of either. But if people are willing to give their time and willing to give, a contribution that they can afford, that is something that we can always benefit from. And we do our best to turn that right back around and get it back out into the community.
Well, the Redwood Empire Food Bank has been such an integral part of our community for I'm not even sure how many years bank has been in order.
Yeah, it's been 30 years. So
wow.
We celebrated our 30th anniversary the day before the fire started, actually.
Wow.
So it was sort of awkward timing in that
yes.
We were coming into complete emergency mode and we still had, tablecloths and things to put away. It was very bizarre.
So very, very strange.
Yeah,
one of the many juxtapositions that happened in the month of October last year. Well, congratulations anyway.
Thank you.
On your 30th year. It's it is quite striking, your contribution to this community. And I hope you'll keep us posted, Allison, on what your changing needs are so we can help inform the community about what ought to be done.
We absolutely will. Thank you so much for having us and for sharing the good work that we do, and certainly welcoming the community. They're always welcome to come to the Redwood Empire Food Bank, take a tour, and learn more about the work we do because we love to share about it.
Tell us about the website so that people can sign up to register to volunteer.
Sure. So it's www.refb.org. And you can click on the top right corner on volunteer and you can get connected, sign up online. There's also buttons to donate and there's buttons to get food. So if people are listening that are in need of food assistance, we have it all right there ready for any audience.
Very good. Well, happy Independence Day to you, Allison, and for everybody who works and volunteers and or needs the services of the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
Great. Thank you. You too.
That is Allison Goodwin. She is the Director of Programs at the Redwood Empire Food Bank. It's refb.org if you're in need of their services or if you can provide some of your own.